It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Topic for today is Alpha and Omega. In Revelations 1 verse 8, our Lord Jesus Christ reveals himself as the Alpha and Omega. Later on, in Revelations 21 verse 6, he describes himself as the beginning and the end. For further emphasis, in Revelation 22 verse 13, he said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." This means that everything starts and ends with him. From the scriptures above, you will clearly see that you cannot start anything without God's permission, and you cannot finish anything without his approval. This is good news for you, especially if you're about to embark on a project. Just talk to the Alpha and Omega about it. God is the one who began this world, and he's the one who will end it. In other words, everything in the world is under his control. Therefore, when you are close to him and let him guide you throughout your life, you will have a better quality of life because the one in control is your guide. This is why Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding." God knows what will happen before it happens. He knows where there is danger and where your blessings are hiding. He said in Isaiah 45 verse 3 that he will show you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches in secret places. He knows these things because he is the beginning and the end. This is why David wrote confidently, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Psalms 23 verses 1 to 2. If I may ask, who is your shepherd? Who guides you through life? For me, I know that I am too foolish to go through my life on my own, and this is why I have made the beginning and the end my shepherd. When I was looking to buy land for the Redeemed Christian Church of God's campground, I admired a particular location because it was on a major road, and in my own limited mind, it was perfect. However, God guided us to the location we are now, which is now proven to be much better because he's the end. Those who let him guide their decisions never regret it. Action point. Let God guide your every move and decision. He knows the beginning from the end.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.